We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
J.D. Wicker joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. J.D., how are you today?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are y'all?
We are excellent.
Good.
Always great having you on the show. And let me just get a little update from you. I know that the Mountain West Conference came out and said 10-game schedule for football, 8 conference games. Where does that leave the Aztecs right now? Where do you kind of think things are in terms of this season?
Well, we're, you know, excited to have a little more, definition to the season at this point. We kind of have an answer as to when we're, you know, going to work on starting. So that September 26th date at Nevada Reno, and right now we have 9 games on the schedule. So we're working on what a 10th game would look like. We have, you know, a bye date October 31st or potentially that December 5th weekend since we're going to move the championship game back. To find something. So we're working on, finding that extra game, and we're excited to work towards playing football at the end of September.
J.D., I want to ask you, I read a quote from our guy Kirk Kenny, an article he wrote, you know, talking about pushing the season back will help learn from the professional sports. What kind of things are you guys looking at specifically to kind of get some help on?
I think one of the things, you know, one, looking at their protocols, all the different things they're doing around, especially with football, you know, what the NFL's doing, and then, you know, how it goes for them. And then there are also conferences that are going to start earlier in September, so getting to watch them return to play quicker than we are, and, you know, what challenges they might run into that we can learn from and handle better. Or, you know, protocols that they put into place. So there'll be a lot of watching as we, you know, continue our march toward, you know, getting into full practice and then playing games.
J.D. Wicker from San Diego State, the athletic director of the Aztecs, the red and black, representing here on Gwynn and Chris 97.3, the Fan. I'll tell you what, J.D., there's been a lot of times during this offseason, I'm sure in some private moments you've probably snuck down the rabbit hole yourself, but this is really good to hear that, you know, the Mountain West Conference is, I think, going about this in the smartest way possible and trying to learn as much as possible, because I really had my doubts about a college football season, or at least having one in the fall. Do you think that with what you've heard in the last 24, 36 hours, do you kind of believe that it's actually going to transpire and be able to take place?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to work hard to get there. A lot of we've worked very hard on our repopulation plan. It's been fun to see the men out there working out and getting to be back together and start doing some, you know, football type of activities. And if you're not, if you don't think it's going to happen, then you wouldn't be out there doing it. So we're excited that, you know, we're creating a lot of, you know, good health and safety protocols. We're working with our doctors. We're working with experts across campus. The Mountain West Conference has its own medical team made up of, you know, doctors and athletic trainers from across the conference. We've got all of the NCAA protocols and, you know, the team that they've put together. So we've got the smartest minds working on creating the safest possible way for us to keep playing, and we're going to continue working on that.
J.D. Wicker, Aztecs athletic director, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. JD, obviously we look across, we've seen a lot of players opting out. What have you and Coach Hoke told players about their safety concerns?
Yeah, you know, we met with the football team. I think by the end of the day, we've met with every football player, but I met with the seniors yesterday and, you know, talked about what's come out of, you know, the Pac-10 unity group, the Big Ten unity group, and allowing those young men to, you know, ask the questions that they might have. And, you know, if a student athlete wants to opt out, then, you know, they're still going to be on scholarship. They're still going to have access to all of the academic pieces, which are all going to be done virtual anyway. They'd have access to their athletic trainer and team doctors. But again, if you're opting out, then you're not going to have access to, you know, the strength and conditioning area, team practices, those types of things, because again, you're opting out from a coronavirus, issue. So, they'll still be on scholarship, and then the NCAA is going to come out by next Friday with a ruling on if a student athlete opts out or their season gets canceled, what their eligibility status looks like for next year. I would imagine, based on what was done in the spring, that anybody that opts out or has their season canceled will have the option to have an additional year of eligibility.
Aztecs Athletic Director J.D. Wicker, our guest here. Aztecs hoping to get the college football season underway a little later on in September with University of Nevada, September 26th. I know we talked about, you know, when and if the Aztecs football team is able to play some games at Qualcomm Stadium and we're going to talk about the new stadium too in just a second. I know Tony's dying to ask you a couple things, but just last thing I wanted to ask about this upcoming season is fans. Is there any talk or where are you on, you know, spreading some fans throughout the stadium? Is that even still a possibility? Because I know you and I, we and Tony, we had kind of discussed that a few months ago. Do fans still have a chance maybe to see some football this year?
We've built the plan out right now, appropriately social distanced, following all of, you know, the guidelines. And we're, you know, we feel like we've got a really good plan put together. We're just waiting now for the governor to, you know, provide his guidance on collegiate athletics and whether or not we will be able to have fans in the stands.
Perfect.
JD, I've been dying to talk about this. I saw some of the paperwork signed by the mayor here, Mayor Faulkner. It looks like it is signed, sealed, and delivered. At what point does the shovel get into the ground for this new stadium?
Yeah, it's apparently on Twitter we saw the mayor had signed the purchase sale agreement. So that's a good thing. We'll close escrow next week. I think we're targeting the 12th. So on the 13th, we will have Clark Construction out there putting up construction fence and starting to tear things up. And, you know,
so
hopefully
exciting.
I think we're working on a groundbreaking. It'll be a, you know, mainly virtual groundbreaking, but we're working on something for the following week. So look for information on that. We are full steam ahead. Fall 2022 is still our plan. To open the new stadium. So we're excited to host Aztec football. We're going to host soccer in that stadium as well, concerts, all the other things that you can have in a great stadium. And, pound for pound, seat for seat, it's going to be the best stadium in the country.
So exciting.
I know. I got to tell you, Tony, I think my San Diego, you know, sports man of the year, J.D. Wicker's got to be right there. His photo's got to be on the cover of that magazine. I was going to ask you how your golf game is, JD, but I can't believe you've had a day off in the last 9 months trying to put all this stuff together. It's been absolutely incredible, and you deserve a tremendous amount of credit for getting things where they are. And I'm not just saying that because I do basketball games and I'm hoping to get a raise.
It has truly been a team effort. A great core group of people worked on this. We, you know, overcame a lot of folks who told us we couldn't do it, we wouldn't do it, we can't do it, and we just put our head down and we went to work. And, you know, when you do that, this is what happens.
Yep.
Awesome.
fantastic. Well, great job, JD. Good news on the football front yesterday, and hopefully the good news will keep coming. We look forward to chatting with you down the road. Thanks for everything.
Thanks,
and
JD.
Thanks for everything you've done for the Red and Black.
All right, guys. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate the time, and go Aztecs.
You got it. There he is, John David Wicker. J.D. Wicker, the athletic director at San Diego State. I'm not kidding, Tony. I mean, how could you have two bigger things going on at one time?
No.
I mean, than trying to get a new stadium built in this town and then trying to, you know, negotiate everything that's gone along with the coronavirus pandemic. It's absolutely amazing that, you know, San Diego State's kind of sitting in the position it is, and you know, with a little luck, maybe they will get a football season in after all, and that would really be something if they'd pull it off. So, but then again, like he said, nobody thought they'd pull off the new stadium, and they pulled that off. So he's got that going for him.
They definitely do. They definitely this opponent is a little bit trickier, though.
It is,
and that's saying a lot.
That's saying something, because the city of San Diego, when it comes to new stadiums, is pretty tricky.
Indeed.
Yeah, all right. Good stuff from J.D. Wick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.